A number of years ago, I was teaching in India when one of the heads of state said to me, Dr. Whirlwill, on what day did Jesus Christ die? And I said to him, well, why do you ask this question? Well, he said, there must be a discrepancy someplace, because your Bible seems to say one thing, and your missionaries and you Christians say something else. He was a high caste Hindu who had been educated in our mission schools there. So, as we kept discussing the thing, he queried me again. He said, when did Jesus Christ die? And when did he really arise? And I said to him, well, far as the Word of God is concerned, he died on Wednesday and got up on Saturday. And he just stared at me with eyes like golf balls in size. He said, you are something. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I have asked minister after minister, missionary after missionary, to explain to me how they could get 3 days and three nights out of Good Friday to Easter Sunday morning. Because, he said, I asked them a question. The record in your Bible, and of course, having been trained in a mission school, he knew the word, but he was still a high caste Hindu. They never got him converted. Well, how can you get a man converted if you can't even add to three? But this is our opportunity. Listen, Matthew 12, verse 40 is the one that he brought up. He says, your Bible says, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's or fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, he said, if he's going to be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, then how can you explain from Good Friday to Easter Sunday morning? Furthermore, he said, what about the record in 1 Corinthians chapter 15? And in verse 4, where the Word of God declares in your Bible, he said, that Jesus Christ was buried and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He said, how in the world can he be dead 3 days and three nights, Good Friday to Easter Sunday morning, and still rise the third day? So, he and I had quite a discussion. And we had a wonderful time opening and unfolding the Word along the same principles, that not one Scripture tells at all, but that which that Scripture tells cannot be contradicted by any other Scripture that talks about the identical time or situation. Talking about the resurrection, here it is. Good Friday, Jesus Christ died at 3 p.m. our time. But the record in Matthew said he would be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Didn't say from the time he died, but from the time he was buried. But we'll even give people the benefit of the doubt and give them from the time he was died. From Good Friday, 3 p.m. to Good Saturday, 3 p.m. If I can add time, is a period of 24 hours, which is a day and a night. And if he got up early on Easter Sunday morning, from 3 Friday to 3 Saturday to early Sunday morning, you couldn't get very much more time out of it, right? So what happens? Well, they say it doesn't mean 3 days and three nights literally. It means segments. Any portion of a day may be counted as a day. That's right. When it just mentions day or night. But whenever the Word of God mentions day and night, it's no longer a portion of time. It is a literal period of 24 hours, day and night, or night and day. The reason night comes before day in the Word of God is because of the reckoning of time. The Jewish reckoning of time started with sunset, so the night preceded the daylight hours of the day. Well, we start ours at midnight. That's an awful time to start a day, isn't it? Well, by the way, the book of Esther in the Bible is written in Egyptian time, and they began their day with the sunrise, approximately 6 o'clock in the morning. So, when it says day and night, it means a literal period, Matthew 12:40. 3 days and three nights would mean three periods of 24 hours each. How in the world can you get from Good Friday, 3 p.m., even if you squeezed it the other way as they do, saying that a part of a day equals a whole day? Look what you'd have. On Good Friday, from 3 o'clock till sunset, you'd have Friday. Then you would have Friday night. Now on Saturday, you'd have your second day, and on Saturday night, you would have your second night. But the Bible declares that he got up early on Easter Sunday morning, which would only give you the third day, and where's your night? So you have 3 days and three nights? Not by a long shot. That most, when you squeeze it beyond what you're really allowed to squeeze it, the most you can get out of it would be 3 days and two nights. Then your word doesn't fit. For the word says that he would be dead, he would be buried, and would be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Now, how are we going to work this? Well, we're going to work it in the same way in which we work the others crucified with Jesus. Because when the word of God fits, it's the will of God. And there are no contradictions, no errors. So we're just going to have to go to the word of God to find out the day, the hour, the time, everything involved as to when Jesus Christ was crucified, when he was buried, and when he arose again. In our biblical research of the day Jesus Christ died and arose again, it is of paramount importance that you remember that according to the word of God, the first day of the Passover was always a holy convocation, or it was referred to as a high day. It was a Sabbath day. For instance, if the first day of the Passover came on a Tuesday, that Tuesday was a Sabbath day. If the first day of the Passover would come on the weekly Sabbath, on a Saturday, then it still was a high day and it would take precedent over the weekly Sabbath. Just like our holidays, for instance, Christmas. If Christmas happens to come on a Tuesday, it's a holiday. But if Christmas comes on a Sunday, the special day of Christmas takes precedent over the weekly Sunday. This we must remember regarding our subject when we deal with the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first day of the Passover was always on the 15th of Nisan. In the book of Leviticus, in the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, in the 5th verse, we read, "In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover." The 14th day at even is the 15th, because the 15th of Nisan begins at sunset, the even. But on the 14th, which was the day before the Passover, because the 15th, it says in verse 6, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread," which is the Passover, "unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread." Now listen. "In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation." The first day of the Passover, the 15th, would always be a holy convocation, a Sabbath day, a high day. Now, verse 8, "But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days, and in the 7th day is an holy convocation." In other words, the first day of the Passover and the 7th day of the Passover were Sabbath days, holy days, holy convocation days. Now, putting this all together, we'll get a few more verses of Scripture, and then I'll tie it all together so everybody will understand it. We turn to Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, chapter 12 in Exodus, and verse 2. "This month, this first month of Abib, or Nisan, as we shall see, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Then in the 13th chapter of Exodus, in verse 4, this day came ye out in the month Abib, A-B-I-B, Abib. Now, this month Abib was later, after the Babylonian captivity, changed to the month Nisan. The month Abib, the first month, is the only month that's named in the Bible. It's given a name, Abib. All the rest of the months are referred to as the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh month. Only the first one is mentioned. And in the book of Esther, written after the Babylonian captivity, in the third chapter and in the seventh verse, it says, in the first month, that is the month Nisan. So the month Nisan, after the Babylonian captivity, is the same month as the month Abib before. And this is the first month of the year. And on the 15th day of that month was the Passover. So the day before the Passover would logically be the 14th of Nisan or Abib. This is why when you turn to the Gospel of John, to that tremendous verse in chapter 19 and verse 31 of the Gospel of John, we have a tremendous truth. John 19, and there in verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation, the day of preparation, the day before the 15th of Nisan, which would be the 14th, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. There is one of the basic keys to the understanding of the day Jesus Christ died. It says very plainly that because it was the preparation day, which would be the day before the Passover, which would be the 14th of Nisan, the Passover's on the 15th, that the body should not remain on the cross on that day or the Sabbath day. Now they have confused this Sabbath day, the first day of the feast of the Passover, with the weekly Sabbath. And this is why they've always said that the day before the weekly Sabbath was Friday. Therefore the teaching has been he died on Friday, the day before the weekly Sabbath. But this was not the weekly Sabbath. This, as John says, and it's here in parentheses in the King James even, it's carried on, for that Sabbath was an high day, a special holy convocation, a special day, the high day, which was the first day of the unleavened bread, the feast of unleavened bread, which was the Passover. So they besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, they might be taken away. They have asked me, many people have, why did they break the legs of those malefactors and robbers that were crucified with Jesus? And you ask them, well, why did they? They say, well, to kill them. Well, breaking a fellow's legs does not necessarily kill them. You've known many people who've had their legs broken who didn't die because of their broken legs. They broke their legs because it was so close to the feast of the Passover. The Passover would start at sunset that evening, and here they had been crucified. They were not dead yet. They broke their legs before the feast of the Passover so they wouldn't run away while the Passover was on. That's why they broke their legs. Well, this is that special holy day or convocation. And this I want to show you here on a chart. This 15th of Nisan or Abib, this 15th of Nisan is the Passover. So the day before the Passover is 14th. The day after the Passover would be 16. Because you can count 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You can go back 13, 12, 10. You see, that is how the Bible sets up the days. It puts them forth. Now when it comes to this matter of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all the Gospels, all four Gospels concur as to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to give you these records from Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, This is the weekly Sabbath. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, which you and I know as Sunday, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. So this is early Sunday morning. Now listen to verse 6. The report was, he is not here, for he is risen. It doesn't say in verse 6 that he arose on what we call Easter Sunday morning. It says that by the time the women got there, the report of the angel to the women was, he is already risen. That's the record in the Gospel of Matthew. In the Gospel of Mark, in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, it says, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, the other Marys came. And in verse 6 of the 16th chapter of Mark, you have the same truth. Listen. And he, the angel, saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified, past tense, who was crucified. He is risen. He's already up. It doesn't say he just got up, but the declaration of the angel again is, he's already up. That's the record in Mark. Now Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24 of Luke. And in this chapter, again, in the 6th verse, the angel declares to those at the sepulcher on this Sunday morning, he is not here, but is risen. So again, the word simply declares he's already up. But it doesn't tell us in Matthew, Mark, or Luke when, W-H-E-N, he got up. But it does tell us that by the time the women came there, and they came there early, very early, because in the Gospel of John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, listen to this first verse. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher. So by the time they got there early, on what we refer to as Easter Sunday morning, where was Jesus? He had already risen, the Bible says. He had already risen. It doesn't say in any one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, that he got up on Easter Sunday morning. This is theological talk. This is tradition. That's not the word. The word said that by the time those women arrived there, he had already risen. When he arose, the word in the Gospels does not say. So, to put this all together, we're going to have to go to other places in the Word to find out exactly when Jesus Christ died and when he arose again. So we turn to Matthew chapter 12 once more, because two verses of Scripture pinpoint with a mathematical exactness and scientific precision that nobody can get out of the accuracy of God's word as to the time of his death and the time of his resurrection. Matthew chapter 12. It says in verse 40, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the fish's or the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now you got to remember, 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Not from the time of his crucifixion, but from the time of his burial. Not when he died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, our time, but in the earth. 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. You see, 3 days may be an idiom. And it is. You can use it as portions if it just says day in the Bible. But whenever the Bible says day and night, 3 days and nights, it becomes a literal truth. There's something else involved here that I ought to share with you. The legal requirements were that no one can be pronounced officially dead until after they have been dead for 72 hours. 3 days and three nights, a period of 72 hours, declares an individual officially dead. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, the Bible says. How in the world could he have just been 3 days and one part of a night or something, or two parts of a night in the earth? He fulfilled the law, the scripture said. And if he fulfilled the law, he had to be there technically 3 days and three nights. Otherwise, Otherwise, you know something? If he was dead, he was dead, right? Sure, it's right. 2 minutes after Jesus Christ was dead, they could have buried him. 1 second after that, God could have resurrected him, because he resurrected him later. Why did he resurrect him immediately afterwards? You ever asked yourself that question? It's a good question. Deserves a good answer, an accurate answer. The reason God did not raise the Lord Jesus Christ immediately after he was buried, because Jesus Christ had to fulfill the law. This is why he had to be in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Not parts of, but complete. 3 complete days of 24 hours each. Sure. Now, our failure to recognize the truth of the first day of the Passover being a high Sabbath day, a holy day, a special convocation, and our failure of understanding when the Jewish day started, what comprises the Jewish day, has caused most of the difficulty. And that verse in John 19:31 that I read about the special Sabbath, that they have confused that with the day before, with Good Friday and the weekly Sabbath. Now here, in this chart which we have prepared for you, the Jewish day began with sunset when the Jewish day started. Each one of these white lines on this chart board indicate a day of sunset. You see, our day begins with midnight. That's an awful time to start a day, right in the middle of the night. They started their day at sunset. So from sunset on this day to sunset over here was for the Jews the 14th of Nisan. And the Bible says in John 19 that he was crucified, 19:31. That on this day of the preparation, the 14th of Nisan, Jesus Christ was crucified, and that he was buried. Now he died at 3 p.m. our time, which is the ninth hour Jewish reckoning. About this time he died, but he had to be buried before sunset. The reason he had to be buried before sunset on this day, because this sunset started the next day, and the next day would be the 15th of Nisan, which would be the Passover. And being the Passover, they had to bury him before this period of time. This is why I told you they broke the legs of those malefactors and thieves and so forth, because they didn't want them to run away. But this started the next day. So he died at 3 p.m. He was buried before sunset. Sometime before sunset, he was buried on the 14th of Nisan. Now going from the 14th of Nisan to the 15th of Nisan at this point would give you a night and a day, a period of 24 hours, one day and one night, or a night and a day, which is the first day. So from what you would call our Wednesday before sunset to our Thursday before sunset is the first day and night of his death, of his being buried. Then from this point here over to here is the second night and day. And from this point on the 16th to over here is the third day and night, or night and day. Now, this verse in 1 Corinthians, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 4 is the one really caused me a lot of difficulty. It says, he was buried and that he rose again the third day. That's what bothered me. How in the world could a man be dead and buried 3 days and three nights and still get up the third day? This was my problem. For many, many years, I did not know the answer to this. So I never guessed, I just waited. I knew someday, sometime, in God's providence and my believing and God's help all the way through, this would come where we would be able to understand. How in the world could he be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth and still get up the third day? This really bothered me. And I never understood it till I understood Jewish reckoning. When I understood and clarified my mind on the Jewish day beginning with sunset and ending before with sunset, that is what helped me to understand. Look here. Jesus Christ on the 14th of Nisan was buried sometime before sunset, because the 15th would start at sunset. So let's say they buried him here. The Bible does not say what time they buried him. It says before sunset. But it had to be after 3 o'clock, because he didn't die before 3 o'clock our time. But it had to be before sunset, because the sunset would start the Passover. So they buried him, let's say, at this point. From here over to here was 1 day. From there over to there is the 2 days. From over there is the 3 days and the three nights of Matthew 12:40. And it said he would rise the third day. Well, look at the point. He has this much time between here and there, because this starts the next day. So he rose the third day, ended at sunset. So he arose on the third day before sunset. And this is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the next day was Sunday, the 18th of Nisan, and the women came early, very early, while it was yet dark. They came to the sepulcher, and they found that Jesus Christ had already been raised. He'd already been resurrected. When was he resurrected? He was resurrected on Saturday before sunset, because sunset started the next day. So you see, when you work the accuracy of God's Word, where you allow one scripture to build up another scripture one upon another regarding the same incident or the same period of times that are involved, you see that Jesus Christ was buried on our Wednesday before sunset and arose on our Saturday before sunset, which makes the 3 days and the three nights. And it makes the Word of God fit like a hand in a glove, with a mathematical exactness and with a scientific precision. The only thing we need to change is our wrong teaching. Now, there's no person in the world that can get 3 days and three nights out of Good Friday to Easter Sunday morning. And this is why young people and other people across the world just don't believe ministers in the Word of God. This man in India that I told you about, he said to me, well, if you ministers can't count to three, why should we trust you in the handling of the Word of God? He said, at least we Hindus can count to three. That's right. Well, we can count to three, all right, if we just take the accuracy of God's Word and let the greatness of that Word live abundantly within our lives. So, Jesus Christ literally fulfilled the law. He carried out the Word of God. The only thing we have to change is our wrong teaching. Now, I am not going to advocate that we change to Good Wednesday instead of Good Friday, because the book of Colossians says we're not to be observers of days or times or special hours. But I am going to stick to the accuracy of God's Word. And this Word of God just fits like a hand in a glove, because it puts all the days of the month together logically, puts the hours of the days in, puts the special days where they belong, and it ties the whole thing together. Just like the power that is in the Word of God always makes it so accurately present.